So we're in December already. The festive season is just peaking around the corner. It's festive, it's a lot of fun, but boy oh boy, the word platsak comes to mind. It's definitely, from a financial perspective, challenging, and that is an understatement. So to help us navigate this period from a financial perspective is Liron Mazor of Greenglass Wealth Management. He is a financial planner, and he's going to help us understand the do's and the don'ts and how to keep ourselves financially sane over this period. Liron, great to have you with me this afternoon on Chai FM.
Simon, thank you so much. Also nice to hear in your introduction that you had a bit of a poem going there, because I'm going to try and end off with a poem. So I think that
A
at least I've got my target market right for that.
poem. Okay, the scary thing is I don't know what poem you're referring to, but hey, I'm just gonna
No,
go
you're
get out what
rhyming
I've
a couple of words and sentences just now.
I'll take your word for it. Okay, thanks. So let's get into the subject matter of our discussion this afternoon. Why on earth is this time so incredibly difficult for so many people?
So great question. Thanks for asking and thanks for having me on the show. I'll try and break it down into a couple of different sections. I know our time's really limited. So I'm going to start off with a bit of an interesting saying, and it goes as follows. Most people don't go broke from one big mistake. It's usually death by a thousand small December swipes. And I think in essence, that's really what we're trying to understand and try and get our heads around. And the problem is when December comes, it comes round. It comes quite quickly. Everybody's feeling a lot more relaxed than they normally do. And with it puts you into a different financial danger zone. The problem is that many people can actually get a bonus. Since the minute they get that bonus, they have a false sense of having extra money. The extra need of social pressure, the need to get gifts, meals out, holidays, travel. People stop tracking their expenses because obviously it's the holidays, and many essential January expenses are forgotten because most people don't realize that January is just around the corner because we're too overwhelmed with December knowing our break's coming up. But in January, we've got to pay for school fees, uniforms, medical aid increases, debit order resets, insurance premium updates, and a lot of other different expenses. So if we don't start off with the fundamentals, it's quite easy to just let everything fall down around you, and then from there it becomes a bit of a snowball effect.
Yeah, and also, I mean, really difficult. You don't want to be a killjoy. You've got a family, you're on holiday. What are you going to say? No to the ice cream. It's really a difficult situation for most people, I would imagine.
So that's right, Simon. Let's try and maybe create a couple of golden rules for December to maybe make it a bit easier for yourself and for the listeners. Number
Perfect.
one, let's look at the three bucket system. We can say bucket number one is about responsibilities. That's normally between 40 to 50% of your money. That's school fees, debit orders, the January essentials that we spoke about earlier on, savings and investments. Bucket number two is festive spending. There you're looking at between 30 to 40% of your money, gifts, eating out, holidays, and entertainment. And bucket number three is breathing room, 10 to 20% of your money. That's quite important because there will always be unexpected expenses. The tire that pops, the family lunch, the get-togethers that are bigger than expected, the spontaneous outings. If you decide the buckets up front, you don't have guilt. You can enjoy your December fully and responsibly.
I hear you loud and clear. I'm just thinking what's missing from that equation is like social pressure. I would imagine people
If you want, I
really
can carry
feel
on.
that.
I'm trying to be polite to give you space. Most people tell me I talk too much. So I'm trying to
No,
just
we've
shut
got
up. But I can
to
carry on
five. No,
for
no, no,
however you
no,
tell me how much
no.
time I've got.
We're going to stop at about 3 minutes too, if that gives you an indication of where we're going.
Fine. So can I tell you like this? I used to host the Personal Finance Show on Chai FM. So I'm more than happy to not be disrespectful to you, but I'm more than happy to drive for the next maybe 5 minutes and then take a few questions after my poem, obviously.
You just go for it. Guest after my own heart. What a win.
Thank you. The dues of festive season financial planning do create a December and January combined budget. January hard, hits hard, quick. Make sure you prepare for it in December. Make sure you set up a gift spending cap. Decide what the total is for everybody, then divide it by the amount of people you want to give gifts to. The most important thing for you to know is love is not determined by how much you spend on somebody. Do keep investing, even if it's small. 500 Rand, 1,000 Rand, 5,000 Rand. As long as you're keeping the momentum going, it's easy to make sure that the train doesn't go off the rails. Make sure where you can use cash or debit orders or debit cards. Debt feels small in December and very big in February. Do you have honest money conversations with your family? Do you sit down with your family and say, great, this is the reality of our situation. How do we try and make it work? And how do we make it be as successful as possible? If anybody's just joined us, you're currently on Chai FM. You're with Simon and Liron, and we're talking about the do's and don'ts about creating wealth and what not to do in December.
Very
the don'ts
good,
are festive season spending. Don't swipe because it's a bonus money. Bonus money is not a holiday gift. It's a wealth creation tool. Now, that's really important. Use it to bring down your debt. Use it to go towards extra savings. I know sometimes it's really hard because we desperately want to give to our family. Give, and give, because that's naturally who we are as humans. The problem is that sometimes we need to take a step back and say, let us not put our give as much as we can now. Comes February and we start to panic. Don't take out short-term debt for long-term regret. Don't compare your December to someone else's Instagram. Comparing your spending to somebody else's false path to debt is not advisable. Don't pause financial planning because it's holiday season. And don't enter January with zero in reserves. Life happens, cars break down, kids grow, debts run, keep a cushion. A few really practical steps, and then we'll end off with our poem, and that will bring us hopefully up to our 3 minutes too, just before the news. A few practical steps that listeners can start today. Create a 30-day spending track for December. Put your investments and savings debit orders in place before these holidays. Remove all temptation. Use the 24-hour rule for non-essential purchases. If you still want it tomorrow, buy it. This is one rule that saves people thousands. If you don't want it tomorrow, don't buy it. Plan no spend days during the holidays. Fun, bonding, and anything else is completely free. Beach time is completely free. Hiking is completely free. And laughing is completely free. Remember, the real goal of December is rest, family, meaning, and most importantly, no debt. I'm going to give you a poem to end it off because I think that's always fun, but it's a great way to remember the essence of what we've discussed. In December, we shimmer, we sparkle, we shine, but our wallets can wobble if we don't draw a line. So plan all your spending before you begin, or January's dragon will surely roll in. Save some for school fees, for life and its quirks. Don't let holiday magic undo all your hard work. Use budgets and buckets, keep track of each time. A small dose of planning brings peace each time. Don't swipe out of FOMO or Instagram cheer. Those pictures look pretty, but get lost all year. Remember, your bonus is not just for play. It's a seed for your future. Let it grow, come what may. Invest just a little. Keep growing your tree. Your future self's waving and shouting, thank you, that's me. And if someone pressures you wanting to overspend, say, I choose financial freedom. My money is my friend. So enjoy all the laughter, the sunset, the fun, but don't enter January broke and undone, because wealth's not a moment or a swipe of a card. It's choices, it's kindness, it's living smart, not hard. So here's my December wish, simple and true, a joyful, abundant new year where money left over is just for you. If you've just tuned in, you're live with Simon and Liron at Chai FM. We're 4 minutes away from the news. We're busy talking about December debt and how to overcome it and a couple of good ideas. Liron's given a great conversation so far. Over to you, Simon.
Liron, who knew, a man of words. I didn't expect that from a finance guy, but that was thoroughly entertaining. Thank you for chatting to me here on the Home Run this afternoon. We're going to go to Freshly Ground and Doobie Doo.